Blog Talk Radio.
Last day of June, June 30th, 2023, we are talking about knowing the best time to take a day off. Knowing the best time to take a day off. You know, you would think that the working class people would know when they should take a day off, but it's not always that easy to know when you should take some time off, paid time off. Sometimes you may need a mental day off. Sometimes you may have to take a day off unpaid, you know, to do whatever it is that you need to do, because there are so many different ways that your benefits package may be set up at your job that you may have to do what you have to do and make it work the way you got to make it work. And so we're going to talk about it today. Since the 4th of July is Tuesday, which is a little odd for a lot of people. So I want to start off asking y'all a little something before we get into this thing. You know, before we get into it and get involved, these puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve, y'all. Before we get all the way into this thing, before we start revving up the engine, before we really start this thing, you know what I mean? Let's get into it. Knowing the best time to take a day off. Oh, my goodness. What did I do? I'd have messed up on this thing and called it the best time to fake a day off. To fake a day off. Knowing that should be shake. That should be fake. Shake. Let me fix this thing. I don't even know how that happened. And more so, why didn't it correct me? You know, they want to auto-correct and all that kind of thing, all that kind of stuff. Your browser wants to correct you in any other thing that you do, but when it really counts, when it's really for the money, then they want to get a little funny when it's for the money. All right. So depending on the way that your job is set up, are you the type of person that uses all of your time? Do you use your time? Do you get credit for the time that you don't take off at your job? When a holiday is on a Tuesday, like the way that the 4th of July is, do you or are you the type of person that will take off the weekend plus 2 days, or possibly take off the whole week? Says, shoot, I might as well go ahead and use up my vacay time during the 4th, you know, hang it, kick it with the fam, go out with my bae, take a little staycay around the way, go up in the hotel, have the good smells, and make sure we get into it and start to yell. Well, what is it? What do you think is best for you? You know, because I ain't going to front. I was thinking like, man, I was smelling like a 5-day weekend. The only reason I didn't do it was because it was getting too late. But this would have been the perfect time to take off that today, Friday, Monday, have the holiday be on Tuesday, and not come to work until Wednesday. And you know how it is when you have a short week, you be feeling kind of good. Feels like you sneak or snuck or through the weekend to give a F, and you know that you got fresh to death. It kind of makes you feel good when you're taking time off, but sometimes the job makes you feel soft and scares you into never taking the time that they supposed to pay you for. Yo, what the hell? And really, let's get into that. Let's get into all this. So what do y'all do? You know, I mean, keep it a buck. When you have a week, when you have a holiday coming up, do you strategize with your PTO to try to get more days out of it? I mean, hey, listen, I, 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 I don't have anything against anybody that uses their paid time off. I had a supervisor before, years ago, who said, no, man, take your time off. They give you that time for a reason. And he even said, I don't get on anybody for taking their time off because that's their time. And you don't know what a person has going on. You don't know what they have going on in their personal lives. You don't know what they have going on with their family. You don't know what they have going on with their health. You don't know what's going on with anybody. What you do know is that they get a certain amount of days to take off, and they are allowed to take those days off. Now, some people work at jobs where they will pay them for the time that they don't use. Other jobs, most jobs, commonly make you eat those days that you don't use, that you have been given. So you get 2 weeks vacation, and let's say that's 80 hours that they gave you for vacation time, and you only have used up 40 hours. Well, if you don't use those 40 hours before the inception of the new PTO time that comes up in the new year, then you just lose those days. Now, if it's a case where they'll pay you for those days, shoot, and you can get like an extra check, well, first of all, what I'll say is that that's a pretty good job you got there, sir. Yes, it is. That's a pretty good job you have there, ma'am, if you have a job that will pay you for the time that you don't use. Because I'm going to tell you straight up and down, I don't know nothing about it. All the jobs that I've had said you better use all your time. Because if you don't, that time is mine. You know what I mean? Catch you next year on the re-up. You ain't getting paid. So that's what we're talking about. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. When this your daily, go get a missing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the and if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Getterism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go-Getterism Show, we are talking about knowing the best time to take a day off. We need to take a day so we can get our little head straight. Yo, I've been under a lot of strain, and the mental strain is causing me a lot of pain, and I mean the pain in the physical form. And somebody has told me, they warned me that if I don't get my life together, get my head straight, that I won't have no time to wait before things start falling apart. Got problems with my breathing and my heart. Yeah, it's going down, too much stress, and I gotta get out here, and I'm a mess. And when I say a mess, I mean I feel like a spill all over the floor, and I feel like I can't get no more satisfaction, and I'm playing your back, son, for that thing that you did to me before. But my problems are at the job for sure, so I gotta get away from that motherfucker a little more. And sometimes it feels like it. Shout out to everybody out there whose point of stress comes from their job. And you know, that's a tough situation to be in when the place where where you go to make your livelihood, to secure the bag, is also the place that makes you feel like you paid for that money that you receive in the form of compensation. See, the way it works at a job is that they hire you to make them money, but then sometimes they make you feel guilty about not giving them all your time. And that's why I wanted to talk about knowing the best time to take a day off. Because there are a lot of people on this Friday who are already looking forward to Tuesday. And they're not looking forward to Tuesday because they're going to cook out, or because they're going to go to the park, or because they're going to kick it with their fam, or you know, or their peoples, or go to the beach or any of that kind of stuff. They're just looking for the day that they don't have to go to work, just like Saturday and Sunday might be. You know what I mean? So shout out to all of y'all, man. You know what I mean? But don't let these jobs get you down. Don't let them take you over. Don't make me over. Now that I got a really shitty job. Yeah. I hate you so. What up, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. T. Carey Wright. You know how we do. And Barbara Hill, C. Say, Bobby C. Say, Bob. So what do y'all do? You know what I mean? Y'all act like y'all want to talk to me. Talk to me. Is anybody taking off Monday and Tuesday? Has anybody already taken off today? They taking off Monday. They off Tuesday for the holiday. Is it like that? And shoot, you know what I mean? Do you have any questions about that? Now, I ain't what you would call an HR specialist, but I know what I can do and what I can't do. Yeah, like I said, I ain't no HR rep, no manager. I can't tell you how to work your benefits package, but I do know what I have and what I got coming to me, and I take advantage of that. You know, so I've seen situations on some people's jobs where they make them feel bad about taking their time off, where they almost make you feel like you're going to be penalized for taking days off. Now, they done gave you 21 vacation days and maybe even a few more PTO days because you in the union and it's like that. Well, one thing about the union, one thing about union jobs, and I understand why people who work on union jobs appreciate working on union jobs, is because you ain't going to play all of that retaliation shit when it comes to the union. You ain't going to pay all of that. Oh, when, all right, so they had an argument at work. They had an argument at work, and it looked like they was going to, I don't know, get written up the next day or something like that. They were going to have to answer some questions, so they called out the next day. Some jobs will make you feel like when you come back, you ain't going to have no job. But with the union, if the union is any good, it'd be like, ain't going to be none of that. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if they punch somebody the day before. If you let them go home that day and they don't come back to the next week, well, when they come back the next week, it's going to be, there aren't going to be any more penalties than if they would have came back to work that next day. With non-union jobs, they be making you feel like they ain't doing nothing but sharpening their steel, sharpening their knives and oiling up they bullets to put in the clip. So when you come back, they just going to do you dirty. There are rules. There are rules that apply in every job, rules of conduct that not only go against you but also work for you. So management has to do the right things as well as they expect subordinates to do the right thing. Bobby Hill, CSA says, I took off Monday because why are we observing Tuesday? The 4th is one of those days that, one of those holidays that you have to play on that day. It ain't Labor Day. It ain't Memorial Day. It ain't MLK Day. It ain't Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the 4th of July, whatever day they fall on, that's the day that you observe. So, you know, everybody get pissed off when, like, Christmas falls on like the weekend. You know, for the past couple of years, Christmas fell on the weekend. It kind of messed up things for everybody. It goofed up the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because jobs be acting like, well, since this holiday fell on the weekend, you know, you still got to bring your ass to work on Monday. And you're like, well, shouldn't we observe if Christmas fell on Saturday or Sunday, then we should have either Friday and or Monday off. And what happened to Christmas Eve? No, really, what happened to Christmas Eve? So many jobs used to give you Christmas Eve off. Ever since they started calling Christmas the holidays instead of straight up and down Christmas, now you don't get Christmas Eve off no more. I don't know if y'all peeped that, and I don't even know if I'm right about the timeline of that, but it sure seems like it. It seems like ever since they started not calling Christmas, since they start calling Christmas time the holidays, now you don't get Christmas Eve off. And where's the sense in that? When you consider that some jobs will give you Black Friday off. So they give you the Friday off after Thanksgiving, but they don't want to give you Christmas Eve off? Christmas Eve, baby. They know you need Christmas Eve to travel. They know you need Christmas Eve to cook. They know you need Christmas Eve to keep shopping. You know what I mean? When at first on Christmas Eve, they choose to deceive. TK Wright says, I'm off all next week. Usually I take off Thursday before a Monday holiday since I work from home on Fridays. That's a good look. That's what's up. Barbara says, I like my days off to be consecutive, so I took Monday. I forgot I scheduled off the Friday before Juneteenth. Okay. Stacey White says, it is good for me to be here. That's what's up. My brother Ansel Jones done snuck up in here. I ain't see him. You know what I mean? Look at him. He between the sticks. What's going on, my brother? TK Wright says, during the summers, I take off Mondays since I am off Fridays completely in the summer. In 2014, the COO tried to tell me I couldn't do that. I told her I change if HR says it's necessary. That's what I'm talking about. Knowing your rights at work. You got people at work scared to take their time off. Like, oh, we got a lot of work piling up, and if I take my time off, they're going to be mad. Especially if you work at jobs where there's a high volume around the holidays. Let's say, like, if you work in warehousing. So, you know, if you work in some type of warehouse where shipped goods have to be shipped out, shipped and received. So that's when the real work for you starts. Well, if those jobs don't put certain rules in place to say that you can't take time off during those times, then, yeah, you can go ahead and do it. And even if they do put those rules in, if you get sick, you got sick. I can't come in. But there are some people who work on jobs that are so dedicated to their jobs that they don't take their time off. They waste their time off, or they lament taking their time off. Like I'm letting the guys down if I don't come in. Man, you out of your goddamn mind. Shoot. Let me tell you something, Mr. Fearless Leader. If you are afraid to take time off because you don't think that your team can make it without you, or that you don't think that they can do without your support, then you have not developed your team properly. Yeah, that's where I'm going with that. You haven't done your team the service that you think that you have. All right. Barbara Hill C6 says, the unions at my job get Christmas Eve off. Makes sense to me. I am pro Christmas Eve off. Ansel Jones says, we would get together to see what holiday falls on a weekend and give them a choice of having Friday or Sunday off. Okay. Oh, you meant Monday. Okay. TK Wright says, I feel a cold coming on. I feel a cold coming on. I feel a cold coming on. I feel a... Achoo! 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 I had the COVID, got a home COVID test. I took the home COVID test. I said home COVID test. I'm sick, you sick. Yeah, don't let these jobs out here scare you and bully you into not taking your time off. They gave you that time because they had to. They didn't give you that time because they wanted to. They don't care about you. They would have you come to work every goddamn day if they making money off of your labor every goddamn day. So don't be scared, man. Take your time off. Take your time off. Just do it correctly. Just do it correctly. As long as you take your time off, you're like giving proper notice or whatever, you know, you can get yourself in trouble if you call out outside of the allotted time that you're supposed to be able to call out from work. So let's say if you have a 2-hour window or 3-hour or whatever time of a window that they give you to be able to call out of your job, as long as you do it within that time, you should be fine. Yes, they are depending on you. Yes, they need you. And yes, they may have scheduled a special project for you to do that day. So what, you got sick? Or an unforeseen incident happened that prevented you from being able to come in. It happens. Life happens, baby. This was a terrible time for your period to come on. You know how women be calling out. Some women have really, really tough periods. You know, like, yo, my endometriosis is messing up. It's getting to me again. Yep. I said my endo, my endometriosis, that shit be having my stomach precocious. I be feeling real bad, leaning over, feel like I was hung over. I be like, I can't stand this shit every 28 days like a maze in the ball of confusion. I am using all the might all. Oh my God, I gotta lay on down. Yo, every 28 days it happens and I don't know how. But I went to get checked out, but I ain't coming in today no motherfucking way. Be like that sometimes, huh? It be like that sometimes. Barbara Hill C says, I haven't called out sick in ages because I only go in one day a week. Well, you never know. And even if you work from home, that does not mean that you feel up to getting your work done in that 8-hour span. Doesn't mean that. But I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, though. And so Joe said, let me clear my throat. TK Wright says, Barbara, do your days carry over? Carry over, rollover days. Some companies do give or offer rollover days. So whatever days that you don't use of your PTO, you some jobs offer you to be able to cash them out. Some jobs offer you to be able to cash out or cash in your sick days. So you may have accumulated all of these sick days over the years. You might be able to sell them back and get paid. Get paid. Normally, only jobs that have that only union jobs normally offer that. Now, I'm not saying that they are definitely the only jobs, but I haven't heard of any regular non-union jobs that offer anything like that. And if you are able to get something like that in a non-union job, well, yo, man, shout out to your company. Yo, and do they have markets in the Philadelphia area? Let me check them out. Let me check them out. Y'all, you know, they're giving up like that. If they're giving them up like that, we might could make a deal. We might could be all right. We could see each other, my brother. But yeah, so like I said, some of these jobs will scare you into not taking days off. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely not one of those people who take a lot of days off. I don't take days off. Not unscheduled. I'm trying to think of whether I've ever called out sick. Of course I have. Everybody has. But it's so rare. That shit is like a bleeding steak for me. It's so rare. You can't eat that, dog. You a Leo, not a lion, son. I don't be calling out. But I'll take my days. But I worked on jobs where I never even got a chance to use my days. So I cashed them out, you know, when I left the job or whatever, things like that. But I come to work. I go to work. I go to work. And people be like, damn, dude, you here all the time. I'm like, yeah. When I take if I take vacation days, they be like, where was you? Because they're not used to not seeing me there. They are not used to me not being there. And I've never had a job where I've worked there for a year and took days off. Like that first year, you got me. Every single day, every single day, every day, every day I go, every day I go. And it doesn't really matter. You're going to see, oh, but you're going to see me by my first name. And Omar is not my first name with the fame. But when I come in, I still do work and I be feeling real stupid like a, yeah. All right. Anyway. See what you're talking about. All right. Oh, T. Carrie Wright says, my days carry over. It's a beautiful thing. Woo! Woo! And Barbara says, yes. Yes. Roll over. I have 205 hours to use outside of holidays, volunteer days, and wellness days. I have to use some time to continue to accrue. Can't earn my time till I use some time. I use 2 weeks. Okay. That's cool. That's yeah. Y'all got it. I don't know nothing about it. Y'all got it. I don't know nothing about it. I ain't got it like that. I'm here, you know, lamenting the fact that I didn't take Monday off. Like, And here's the thing. One of the reasons that I promote taking your time off is because, from my experience, you don't get any love, any accolades, no plaques or none of that shit for not taking any days off. They don't care. These jobs don't care. These companies do not care. You come in there, you know, you may be conscientious about your work. You make sure that you do what you supposed to do and all of that, and they still kind of shit on you. So I say take your damn days off. Take them off. Oh, look. Y'all know about this? You can 100 and heart, smile. Oh, look at this. Ooh. Do y'all see that? Do y'all see what I'm seeing? I see it. Y'all see anything on y'all screen? Ooh, do y'all have this tab? I'm sure if I have it, y'all have it. Ooh, cool. Hey. Hey. Oh, y'all got it? Okay. All right, bet. Okay. Ansel Jones says, I have used or lose military leave days off. Okay. Is that y'all giving those hearts? That's dope. That's what's up. It's about time they got this shit. Barbara Hill CC says, oh, and we can turn vacation time into pay throughout the year by adding it to HSA or 401k pre-tax, which allows you to roll them into one of the plans and add more time to the bank. Okay. Good benefits packages I see you people have here. That's great. TK Wright says, yeah, I know you've been using, but this is different 100 because this is like the floating 100. We didn't have that before. I know that tab was not there. That tab wasn't there yesterday. It wasn't there yesterday. I just saw that today. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, look, the 100's coming out of it. Look, 100's. And so Jones says, 30 days to the max. It was on yours. It wasn't on mine. I'm telling you. I look at this screen every day. Y'all might have had it. Okay, well, let me ask you this, T. Carey Wright, since you know so much. T. Carey Wright, you know, you're so bright. Why don't you guide my sleigh tonight? If that tab was there, how come I didn't see no hundreds and hearts floating yesterday or the day before? Okay, yeah, since it was so there. Because that tab wasn't on there yesterday. Not for me. It wasn't on there no other days. So I didn't see. Why did I see any hundreds just floating up the chat area? Why didn't I see it? No, it wasn't because I was blind. Because they wasn't there. They wasn't there. You might have had the capability, but I ain't see you pressing it like. It's here today. That thing was, it must have been like a decoy before. Like, yo, you gonna be able to use this tab. I just want y'all to see it. I just want you to see it. Yeah, take your time off, y'all. Take your time off. Them jobs, they were there before you got there, and although you may be making a really big contribution, set your team up to be able to work in your absence. That's what a real leader is supposed to do if that is your role at work. Other than that, make sure that you maximize the time off that you have been given. They give you that time by law, and they need to because they actually know that, you know, they have psychologists, actuaries, and all of that kind of stuff that calculate the mental and emotional state and the health state of their workers, their employees, and that is why they give you the time off that they give you so they can escape liability. So they gave you the time off so you can't sue them for the time off or the time off that they use, that you use, and that they may try to penalize you for. So act like you know. Educate yourself. Whenever your job gives you anything, trust me, it's not for you. It's for them. Not you. Them. making it seem like it's for you is the propaganda campaign that they use in order to raise job morale. So you won't be shitting on them, sabotaging them, calling OSHA or calling other places, you know what I mean, that will call them to the carpet about their business practices. Trust me. Trust. It's for them, not you. Trust me. Those fools will have you running around here, you know, believing in job loyalty and all that kind of stuff. It ain't like that, dog. It ain't like that. The first chance that they find to get you on up out of there, they're going to do it. So if you get fired, they're not obligated to pay you your vacation days. So if you're a bad employee, you need to use all of your time. Don't have nothing left. Nothing left. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. So we named this show knowing the best time to take a day off. Well, let's get a little bit more into that. What do you consider the best time to take a day off to be for yourself? Like in the case where the holiday is in the middle of the week, or, you know, well, Tuesday is still pretty much the beginning of the week, but it's not Monday. It ain't Monday and it ain't Friday, so it ain't the end or the beginning. So do you think that it's a good time to take extra days off, you know, leading up to that in order to maximize your benefit of having days off? I think it's a good idea. I do. Barbara Hill CC says, they're trying to stop the attrition at my place of work because people left to consult. Is there a word here that I'm missing? It looks like this heart thing is in the middle, like it's in the way. It's in the way. You know what I'm going to do? I will write something, and that will push your comment up, and then I can see. Okay. It says, oh, move to consult. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't. The heart thing, I should be able to move this thing. It shouldn't be blocking people's comments. It was keeping me from seeing the O in two. All right, Barbara Hill CC also says they left for the counseling field. Oh, okay. Well, let's say in the case of like Thanksgiving, do you take off the whole week of Thanksgiving? Since you might have Thanksgiving and Black Friday off, do you say, shoot, I ain't. Look, my last day was last Friday. Y'all ain't going to see me next week, son. Yeah, man. Y'all ain't going to see me. Oh. Barbara says consulting. Oh, that says consulting. Well, not on the first sentence. On the first sentence, it just says consult. Then I had to put move, and then I saw consulting field. But we there. Anyway, so yeah. And what about holidays that your job may not honor? Like, my job didn't honor Juneteenth. Should I have taken off Juneteenth? I kind of felt like I should have. And I ain't on front, not just because it was Juneteenth, just because I ain't want to go. Other people was off. I felt like I should have been off too. I would have had to use one. I would have had to have used one of my days. So what? But what if it is a holiday that isn't recognized by your job, and that they don't offer time off? Do you take those days off? Like if your job doesn't offer Veterans Day off, but you're a proud American veteran who feels like you have served your country, given your life for this country or whatever, you know, do you take Veterans Day off? Like, yo, I'm taking this day off. Fuck y'all. I ain't mad at it. I ain't. Shoot, I think you should also petition to have that day off. You are a veteran. You are a veteran. A veteran. You a veteran. You are a veteran. You are a veteran. Barbara Hill CJ says, no, I don't take it off. They only need me in the office one day a week. If I want to take my laptop and celly and work from anywhere, okay. If I want, okay. I take my laptop and celly and work from anywhere. Okay, cool. She also says, holidays we don't honor. They give us floating holidays. Shoot, that's honoring it to me. Yeah, for real, for real. To me, that's honoring the holidays. If they give you a day off, if they give you a floater, I'm feeling it. And she says, we can use floating holidays anytime. We get Vets Day and Juneteenth. Well, bite like tug. T.K. Wright says, floating holidays sounds nice. It sure does. Shoot. I'm over here finding out. I feel like I got jerked. Man. When I was with Cool C, I had everything. When I was with that nut EST, no, what did he say? When I was with Steady B, I had everything. When I was with that nut EST, he ain't give me nothing. When I was with that nut EST, he ain't give me nothing. Hey. Y'all remember that? The glamorous life? Y'all remember? Y'all remember? I remember. Do you remember? Do you remember? All right. Yeah, take your time off, man. Take your time off. I know Cool C does it. You don't think he remembers? He remember a lot. All you got right now is the memories. Cause that future ain't looking like nothing decent. That future ain't looking bright. That future ain't nothing to look forward to. That future boo. That future boo. That future boo. But yeah, so you know, knowing the best time to take a day off. Can we talk about mental health days for a minute, y'all? Can we talk about those days that you've been going to work and you haven't really been able to give the job your all or your best because, quite frankly, you haven't been feeling up to it. You haven't been feeling good at all about the job or about whatever is going on in your life. You know, you may be going through a divorce. Or somebody in your family may be having really serious health problems. You may have serious health issues going on. And, you know, that's a really tough situation when, let's say, you have been diagnosed with some type of condition and you feel like you've been sideswiped, and you also feel like you may be getting sidelined for a while. You know, let's say you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. Now, your insurance and all of that might be straight, but that doesn't fix your feelings of mortality. That doesn't fix, the fact that you may feel like you have to work in order to keep your benefits so you can be able to get the treatments that you need to either be able to prolong your life or save your life. And you know, if you've been diagnosed with a serious illness, you're going to have to take time off anyway. You're going to have to take time off anyway. And you may be in a position where you have to exhaust all of your paid time off, and you may have to get FMLA or partial disability or something like that, because you're going to have a long leave of absence in order to receive treatments, or be in and out of the hospital, and just not be well enough to come back to work. And for some people, not going to work is almost like a fate worse than death. There are some people whose jobs are their biggest sense of their identity. Like, they identify themselves through what they do for a living. So they're proud of they're proud to say, well, look, I do this for a living. I'm a manager here, or I'm a COO here, a CEO there, or I'm a executive this, that, and the third. Or, you may look at your job as being something that is of importance to humanity or the world or somebody. So not being able to go to work is almost like not being able to do the thing that gives you the most pleasure and the most pride. And that might make you have to take some days off. But in the case where taking days off is almost like taking, just quite frankly, some people's jobs are the only places where they can be happy. Some people hate going home. Home is where all the stress is. Home is where all the problems are. Home is the place that I cannot get together, where I cannot have any organization, where I cannot get straight. But at work, organized, I can be a team player, and I can have a real team where people do what they're supposed to do. Barbara Hill CC says, yes, that's why they gave us wellness days. They also have wellness Wednesdays where you can participate in meditation, et cetera. They had something for Men's Health Month. That's what's up. And Barbara Hill CC also says, our employee assistance program covers 3 free counseling sessions for anyone who lives in your house, even if you're not related. Anything more, the covered relative can get a referral. Well, shoot. You work in HR now? Well, sheesh. You seem to know a lot. Right. But that's good shit. Because I do think that you should know this stuff. So many people are working blindly, but they don't know the things that they don't know what benefits they have. They think that their benefits start and end with a little 401k and maybe some Social Security, and they don't know what their eligibility is for. TK Wright says, we have that service too, Barbara. It's amazing. EAP, Employee Assistance Program. I bet you a lot of jobs have that, but people don't know about them. I'm sure. Now, I know that we have that same service at my job. But then again, we're a contracting service at my jobs, but I know that the client has that employee assistance program. I know that they have that. Barbara Hill CJ says, ha! I participate in all that shit, like meditation and nutrition and share. I don't blame you. It's just that some of these crab-ass companies will give you all of these wellness programs and then fire your ass right before Thanksgiving. I seen it. I seen it. I seen it. Hold on, y'all. I'ma have to. I'm gonna have to sanitize my workstation. Because I was all right before I sat down. Now I'm hurt. Ow. I'm not done. Allergies are a mess. Taking me there, man. All right. I think I'm ready to live now. I think I might could live now. All right. Hey, guys. How's it going? That sounds really wet, shoot. Look, it got to come out. At least my body's like, yo, get that shit out of here. Get out of here. Now I'm all itchy. Oh, speaking of itchy and coming out of there. So the Canadian smoke is supposed to be back. Last night it was real smoky in the air and like it looked real foggy and hazy. And that barbecue smell was back too. I'm like, man, they gonna kill us. They killing us. And they ain't doing it softly. They are busting our asses. This ain't a good look. So the best time to take the day off. The best time to take a day off is when you really need the day off. That's an opinion of mine. Now you can strategize whatever ways that you want to take days off. But by all means, make sure that you take the paid days off that you are given. Cash them in if you want to or if you are eligible to. But take your time. Once again, if you don't take anything away from this show, take the fact that they give you these days because they have to give you these days. They ain't just being nice. You know what I mean? It ain't because you cool with somebody. It ain't because your position requires it or, you know, like you are the upper echelon or an executive at your job, even though executives do seem to have more time off than subordinates. But nonetheless, everybody has to take their time. Everybody has to take their time. And one thing about executives is that they use their time off. So you mean to tell me that you gonna let them, you know, discourage your small fry ass from taking your days? Meanwhile, they be on vacation. You know how everybody in the country be bitching when the president is on vacation. Especially the people who don't think that being the president of the United States is a stressful job. Like you just coming in and the country is just running itself. Like you don't do nothing. Shout out to everybody who doesn't understand that just because you don't work with your hands, just because you don't do physical labor, does not mean that you don't do work. There are people out there who honestly believe that. You know, when Jamie Lee Curtis checked Dan Aykroyd's hands and trading places and said that he's never done a day's work because he didn't have any calluses or anything in his hand on his hands, and that his hands were perfectly manicured. Damn. You do you know how many people ran with that shit? Do you know how many people ran with that shit? Oh my God, since 1983, people been running with that narrative. Oh, let me see your hands. Oh yeah, you ain't done no work. You don't work. You ain't a working man. Yeah, check my brain. Check, here, how about a finger? Fuck my hand. Take my finger and check my stress level. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because you don't work with your hands doesn't mean that you don't do work. It can mean quite the opposite, as a matter of fact. Barbara Hill CJ says, the smoke came back. Like, the fuck? My daughter said South Africa sent troops to help Canada, and we ain't seen them since. She saw them singing, we're going to beat this, but thinks they were sacrificed. What we talking about? I said, what we talking about? All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious last day of June, June 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Yolanda Grantham, turning 53 years old today, and Marion Rania, turning 33 years old today, and Tanisha Anointed Thomas, turning 36 years old today, and my girl going all the way back to the 1990, Kelly Cunningham, turning 53 years old today, and my man Vernon Preston, turning 54 years old today, and Desmond Patterson, happy birthday to you, my brother, and last but not least, promoter extraordinaire, Ricardo Burrell. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and everybody born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yo, it's your time. Take your time off. Do what you got to do. Go on vacation. Yo, chill with your crew. Take your fam. You'll go down to the beach and get a little cotton candy, salt water, taffy for each and every person that likes that kind of mess. I don't like it, but yo, if it releases your stress, then I think that the choice was made for you. That was the best one to make. So let the rest eat cake. And I take my days off and make sure that you don't get paid for a day that I have laid my foundation. Yo, the nation has to work and you don't have to slave like a jerk. And the perks that you receive from your job is something that you earn. So act like you know and learn. The more that you take off, that means that you're in a good position. So take the mission and take the position to be your best. And I'm going to get with y'all on Monday for the rest. But we will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's for the Urban Therapy with Sun show. So I hope to see y'all coming on through. And if I don't see y'all, then have a good time this weekend, no doubt. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but